I'm your host, Matt.
It's actually afternoon, and I'm your host, Morgan.
We also have a guest.
I'm Luke, and I'm only here because there's no more football going on Sunday.
You may be wondering why we're doing a podcast now. Aren't we doing YouTube videos? Well, no. That's a year gone. We're just kind of testing out with it. We don't quite know what we're doing right now. It's just something that we can do to hang out, talk some shit, have a bit of fun. We'll figure it out as we go. A few disclaimers. Don't expect us to be professional in any way whatsoever. There'll probably be some inappropriate comments. That's kind of who I am.
We're all going to make inappropriate comments, I'm sure, at one point. So, Mom, turn off now.
Who's listening then?
Damn.
Anyway, just a couple of things we'll be doing today. We're going to have a little self-intro for each of us, kind of our star signs, who we're match compatible with romantically, of course. We're going to go over those Instagram questions. I'm sure a few people were wondering, what the hell are these idiots doing?
As usual.
Unusual, correct.
Yeah.
We're actually going to see if we're girlfriend material. And we have a story that the guys like to say I'm a hooker in, but...
Literally, this episode is called Morgan is a Hooker.
And then we'll get to our sponsors. Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate you for sponsoring and paying us.
We could also use some sponsors. And if you feel free to pay us, that'd be pretty nice. We have a nice viewership of probably, well, now that I cut Mom out, like 12 people. But I might watch it a few times. So say 15. I guess to start things off, I'm Matt. I'm a Leo. And I did a little research. Morgan, what star sign are you?
Born September, what's that? Just kidding, I'm a Virgo. I don't know what's compatible with a Virgo, but please,
anyone,
contact me.
Anyone, help.
Help me.
Luke, where you at?
Well, apparently Matt let me know when I got here that I was a Libra.
They are not compatible.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. There's no future here.
I don't actually know. Y'all could be lovers. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you for a fact, we're not. Sorry to disappoint. So I did a little research because I don't actually look up these things. And it actually took me a while to find what a horoscope was and etc. But I thought it'd be funny if we read out today's horoscope for, I don't know what this means, love. So my horoscope for love is a loved one has great things in store for me, which is great because there's no loved ones. All you need to do is show in no uncertain terms your absolute loyalty and undying devotion without being sick. So I have no idea what that means.
The sick part is kind of confusing, but in no way the least confusing. The most confusing would have to be the loved one.
Yeah, correct, because I've been lacking in those recently.
you do be vibing alone.
You think it starts about family? Anyway, let's not go too much into that one.
That's all it really could be, but...
Savage, but okay. I'll take it. Virgo.
Let's get to Luke. So I think everybody wants to know what
Luke's
is.
Luke first? We just get Luke? All right. So Luke, you can, by all means, enjoy a wonderfully romantic evening, but with the present aspect, don't become too involved in anything serious.
They talking about football or...
Well, I don't know how many romantic evenings you have with football, but if that's your thing, then...
See, this is a little concerning because I see something about a moonlit kiss in there. Luke and I have a football game tomorrow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Under the moonlight.
I missed this part. So go for a meal out or revel in a moonlight kiss. Damn.
But still, don't make any major decisions, Luke. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Obviously, the moons are telling you what to do.
So just remember, romantic... Nothing serious.
Anyway,
we'll go on to Morgan's. So today could be a marvelous success if you stop worrying about whether you're good enough for your sweetie pie, Morgs.
My sweetie pie.
Your sweetie pie. So don't worry sweetie about pie. It, all right? Get matched with local singles today, but I think that's something. we'll probably not.
I sure don't call you sweetie pie for an extra fee.
Oh, all right. Man.
So,
are you rambling a little bit too much for the Leo signs and Libra and Virgo?
So should I get out the Instagram polls?
Yeah, get out the Instagram polls. Let's talk a little bit about that so that we can eventually get on to the girlfriend material test on BuzzFeed.
Damn, son. I'm looking forward to that. So I'm still working my way around Instagram. And
he's got 100
I have no
followers.
Idea. 110, dog. Don't do me like that. So
how many fake accounts are there?
10 of them are mine, so he was right, you know.
The other 100 you can buy for $5.
Morgan looked it up. So did you miss us was the number one question, and obviously there was an outstanding response of yes, because we haven't done a video in like a lot of time. I think a year and 3 months. So I know people are missing the old Noella experience, but sorry to disappoint. This isn't video. Well, actually it might be. You get us on Instagram. So we have a 91% for yes and a 9% for no. The next question alone.
He did maths.
I did maths. I actually skipped to the next one and I had to work out quickly in my head what's 100 minus 91, but that's all right. Quick maths. Have you ever stolen something worth more than $10? If you had to guess, would you say that most people have or haven't?
I would have said yes. People have no morals and...
Savage. But the actual answer is 7 people have, but the resounding majority have not, with 83%. Next along, have you ever stalked your ex on social media? Luke, have you?
I feel like... That's probably said no there, but I think most people would, and I think everyone on there should have said yes.
I would agree with you, and it looks like 24% of people are absolutely lying. 9 people said they haven't stalked their ex on social media, and that is an absolute lie.
To be fair, the people who said no, and I don't want to call any names, but
it's anonymous.
Ben Noel. Yeah. I've never had a girlfriend up until now.
All right, so that's 1. So that means that 8 people are lying. All right, next along. Have you ever stalked a potential on social media? Now, I should have put a timeline on this because I feel like people do this all the time. Today, yesterday, day before.
Who hasn't done this?
Exactly. So 95% of people said they have. And the people that said they haven't, shame on you, because that's impossible. There's 2 people said no. So I guess that's more realistic than the last one.
Ooh, 2 people? Let me expose them.
No. This is an anonymous quiz, Ben. So the next one along is, have you ever been stuck in an elevator? Have you, Morgan?
I am terrified of elevators. I worked.
It's because you're not good with heights, right? Because you're surrounded by people taller than you.
Joke's on you, I'm 6 foot.
Says the doctor.
Your heels?
With shoes on.
With shoes on. Yeah, so been stuck in an elevator. I actually thought that more people would have been. We have 36% at yes.
Is that because you don't have faith in your elevators or?
Well, you know what? I was about to get to that. If you're ever stuck in an elevator or need to buy elevators, you could either contact the property manager, or there's this nice company that's called Esco, and they deal with elevators. They're not a sponsor of this show, and they don't condone anything we say, but I may or may not have a...
Can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, that I may work there. Anyway, moving on smartly. Have you ever watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Either of you?
I am ashamed of whoever said yes to that. Continue.
So that didn't answer my question. Have you watched it? Because I know a certain sister of yours has.
I have 2 sisters.
I know. I don't know about
one of them has. Miranda, you should be ashamed.
If you're listening to this, because we're not cool enough for her sometimes.
She won't be listening to this.
Yeah.
She's out posting Instagram stories trying to look cool.
19 people said they have and 21 said no. That is way too many people. That's well, yeah, almost
that's
half.
Ben Weiss, he said yes.
Ben, you're just getting sold out this entire episode. You should be here, but Luke is a good replacement.
Miss you, Ben. But before we continue, I don't want to shame Matt too much, but we're kind of planning out those questions. And I say planning, but we took them straight off the internet. Matt jotted them down in a book, as all good organized people do. And he spelled Kardashians, Kordasions. He has definitely not watched the show.
I guess that goes to a bit about my spelling, but also my lack of caring about the Kardashians, which I probably shouldn't have started with a C, but anyway. So next along the lines is, have you been kicked out of a bar or a club? I'll start this one off and say, I technically have. I got let back in after. And it was for fighting, which anyone who knows me, so like my 3 friends and mom, but she's not listening anymore, would know that I'm not really a fighter, but I guess that's a good story to have in my back pocket. Either of y'all kicked out of a club?
I must say, I have never been kicked out of a club, but... Charles definitely has.
Hold on a technicality. Morgan, no? Yes?
Yeah.
You have.
All shamefully, right. Yeah.
Well, it looks like 51% of people have, so you're with the majority of this one. Next question. Have you ever been in handcuffs? I think that most people would say they haven't. And
plead the fifth.
I should have put an option for that. So I'm right. 86% have not, which equates to 32 people. But there is 5 who have. Don't worry. I promised it was anonymous. But Ben.
That person did not get arrested.
Have you ever lied on this poll? I'm ashamed of the 24% of people that have. And that's a bit unfortunate. And you know what? 9 of you, we're no longer friends. The last one, we actually put I don't know what you call it. Not really a poll, but you could type what you want. What are we up to? And a picture of piece of our podcast and equipment, which I guess now, by the time you're listening to this, the secret's out the bag.
Don't let them know we're doing a podcast.
And we got some answers. 3 of you got it right. Podcast, podcast, podcast.
And then one of them is his mom. Auntie June, we appreciate you.
But she's not listening, so it's fine. And then the last person said beaching, but I mean, we could go beach. I wanted to go beach yesterday, but
y'all went to drink beers.
I didn't drink nothing. Anyway, so that was our list. We're actually going to need help naming the podcast next week. So I'm going to put a poll up for that. So watch out for that. And you can help us with a name. I'm going to put some options up and then you guys could send in. And when I say you guys, I mean like the 7 people that are listening. Mm-hmm. And that should be pretty fun. And then I guess the next thing we've got to talk about is, are we actual girlfriend material? Luke, you want to do your quiz first or should I do mine?
You could do yours.
All right, I'm going to power through this one. So what is your flirting technique? Should we answer these together? Let's answer these together. What's your flirting technique? Being touchy-feely, awkward silence. I feel like that's mine. Friendly eye contact or excessive compliments.
Well, you can't touch Matt without him saying, don't touch me. It's a big joke in our family.
Ah, savage. Busting my files, but all right. Awkward silence it is.
I'm in agreement with awkward silence.
Look, what are you saying?
This is the most I've talked in a month.
I think awkward silence is pretty funny.
All right, so awkward silence, flirting technique, like boom.
Luke is an excessive compliment kind of guy.
Yeah, but we're doing it together. Choose a popular rom-com. I don't know what a rom-com is. Do you? Does anybody know? No?
All right. Romantic comedy, Matt. Come on.
Oh, shit. Is that what it is, bro? Damn. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. Totally watched it. 500
Definitely days. Pretty Woman, Matt. Come on.
Pretty Woman. There's something about Mary, though. All right, Pretty Woman. Which meal would you prepare for a significant other? Paschetti, peanut butter and jelly, meatloaf or ramen? Ramen, 100%. I don't know about you guys. Ramen? Meatloaf?
I don't share food.
Luke, it says you're preparing it for them. It doesn't say they have to eat theirs. You're going to eat theirs. We know it already.
I'm a basic... Paschetti.
Yeah, Paschetti. All right, we'll go for Paschetti. choose a Taylor Swift single. Damn.
All of them.
This is my jam.
Blank Space, Sparks Fly, Begin Again, Teardrops on My Guitar. I don't know any of these. Sparks Fly?
Sparks are flying, my dude. Sparks are flying.
All right, Sparks are flying. Pick a A-list celebrity to be your BFF. Chris Pratt.
Matt's favorite person.
Kim Kardashian with a C. Jennifer Lopez, James Franco.
Chris Pratt seems like a pretty fun guy to hang out with, I think.
Okay. Chris Pratt, all right. Avengers.
Definitely J-Lo for the win.
J-Lo, wow, look.
Actually, it's kind of bad that Morgan chose it.
Probably should have picked that. Yeah, that's pretty.
But also, at the same time,
we're doing a girlfriend. Should be doing the Are You Girlfriend Material quiz.
Clearly.
I think that says a lot about me.
How would you break up with someone? Via text, over the phone. Just ignore them until they message. I don't need to read anymore. Just ignore them until they get the message.
I think every guy ever is in agreement with just ignore them until they get the message. That's a pretty big ghosting.
Boom. Hold it. Pick an emoji. So you got this like sun. Or is that the moon? I don't know.
Definitely an eclipse of the sun. But
right, okay. Continue. The eggplant, the tongue out, or the peachy. I've never sent any of these.
I'm going to the beach.
Have you ever sent an eggplant?
Luke?
No.
Morgan?
He's saying no, but he's nodding, so.
So we'll leave that unanswered. The peach is I think the consensus here. You got kind of. You are girlfriend material for the most part. However, you may be too selfless when it comes to catering to your partner. Aw. It's great to want to make someone happy, but remember, being in a relationship is about equality and balance. Work on this and you'll be good to go.
Interesting. I'll remember that for your next one.
The next one?
I don't know when it's coming, but...
Well, apparently I'm having a... What was my thing? I have a lover that I need to be committed and loyal to or some shit. Anyway, let's move on from this. Luke, you got your quiz up? You want to pick a few questions or should we just skip forward?
Luke is fumbling with his phone. Story. He needs to get it going quicker.
The questions are gone.
Oh. He lost but them.
Girlfriend material wise, I got a score of 33 out of 100. It says all right. That I'm a free agent. He's definitely not into guys right now and it probably shows. I just think that's pretty accurate.
Damn, son. Look at you. Not into guys at the moment. I don't know if I believe that.
Told me not to let others pressure me into going out with guys. When I'm ready, you will know.
Well, going along with your star sign, nothing too serious. So I guess you're looking good in the guys and girl department this time around. So the reason most of you probably came to the podcast is to hear this Morgan is a hooker story.
And because you're great friends, I would hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're here to hear the hooker story. Continue.
Okay. Yeah. And I just want to say, both Morgan's mom and our mom, if for by some chance you're listening still, don't. Anyway, so we're at the beach and this is not where you thought this was going. And we decided we were going to go to Paradise Beach one day. We're in the sea and Morgan starts hopping around like if he just...
That is not true. A fish bit
stepped
me.
On lava. What was that game called? The floor is lava. Morgan was floor is lava in the water, which just by itself makes no sense.
Gross exaggeration.
And then I see a foot come up out of the sea with a hook on it, in it. So he had a hooker in him, I guess. That's a bit weird. But nah, so he stepped on a fish hook. And anybody who's been to Paradise Beach, we had to walk from Paradise Beach all the way back down to Black Rock. And at first, Luke and I were trying to carry him with this hook that went in the bottom of his toe and came out the top. It's pretty gross. And Morgan's been working out. See these guns? And he...
Boop, boop.
He was a bit heavy. So we ended up having to carry him the entire way back to the car.
All which, 140 pounds of him.
Yeah. And you can take one look at me and see I don't lift weights. So Luke should have really carried him the rest of the way back.
Except Luke had a sprained ankle.
Yeah, so this is
brain ankle, broken leg, pretty much the same thing.
Close enough. So we carried him to the doctor and it was fine. So I know that was a great disappointment.
You've been clickbaited.
Yeah, correct. Does it count as clickbait if it's a podcast? Anyway, so...
Yeah, because you baited the click.
What if it was a touchscreen on a phone? Got you there. So yeah, you were baited because Morgan is, unfortunately for, well, anyone else, is not a hooker.
Fortunately for everyone else.
Yeah, he was just hooked by someone's old fishing rusty hook and we had to take him there to Sandy Crest. So that's all fun and games until someone gets hurt, as they say. So I guess we're getting to the end of this podcast now. So we wanna just go through a little bit of our sponsor. So today's podcast is sponsored by we need a sponsor. Feel free to sponsor us. As I said earlier, 6 viewers, 12, somewhere around there. Not really. But we're hoping that maybe one day, if we have enough friends, they'll listen to this and we can gain a sponsor. In the meantime, we have lots of other friends that if they like talking shit, they can come on the podcast and they can... you know, if they have a business, they can shout themselves out.
I mean, as we said earlier, we don't really expect this to be the greatest episode, but we're just kind of here to have some fun, make some jokes.
Yeah.
As normal day in life.
Yeah. So that sounds about right. Luke, you got a business you want to shout out? None your business. And then I guess the last few things, we do need help naming the podcast. We got a few names up our sleeve. Per se, so I'm going to do an Instagram poll next week. Don't forget about that.
Please follow the Instagram and also our Instagram. So where can we find yours, Matt?
Oh, so mine is Matthew N11. So you could look that up. The Noel Experience Instagram is just at Noel Experience.
Luke?
Mine is Luke_Humphrey7.
So if you wanna go and pressure him into being a nice girlfriend, you can go ahead and do that. And I guess if you want to be shouted out in the next episode, I hear a name in front of six people. You could
pretty prestigious.
Yeah. You could DM any of the three of us or the Noel Experience page. You have to DM us just the word supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And any wrong spelling will be disqualified. Not really, because I've written it in my book and it was spelled worse in the Kardashians. But
Kardashian.
Yeah, we'll just mention you in the next episode, because we always like to hear when people tell us about our videos or our podcast. So just send us a DM. We'll shout you out in the next episode.
Speaking of polls, I think we will have one about how much you will pay for Morgan to be a hooker, and depending on the responses, he might actually change his profession.
Damn, son. That sounds like a good idea. But yeah, so to wrap this all up, thanks for listening and have a good one. We'll see you next time. Peace.